Okay. Ready? In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy on the Township website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger, and it is July 19th, Wednesday, July 19th. So if we would all rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our first responders, frontline workers, and the military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Present.
Here.
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 First up are the presentation of the minutes of executive session and the regular meeting of July 5th, 2023. Any discussion? Motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the regular minutes of July 5th, 2023.
Do you want to combine it with the executive session?
Sure, and add the executive session. Both.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Steen?
Yes.
Yes. That's right, you were not here. Next up is public comments limited to agenda items only. Who made the motion to open a public comment? No, he was saying something.
Okay, so moved. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none? You look like you're ready. That's okay.
I'll make a motion to close.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, next up is resolutions. We don't have any...
Yes.
Yes. Next up are the resolutions. We don't have any ordinances today. So resolution number 89-2023, which is a $337,000 bond anticipation note. And this is... I spoke with our CFO today. This is key to our paying down debt strategy. It's not new money. It's money that's already been spent over the years. And basically, every year we roll over and we go out to bid while paying down debt. And you can jump in, Mike, if you want to. I know you're the finance liaison. So we're paying down a lot of original debt. And we give the note to the lowest bidder interest rate every year. So the interest rate that we got this time, it's with Amboy Bank, and it's 4.5%. The average rate right now is 5%. So... with that, do I have any discussion on resolution number 89-2022 or a motion to approve?
89-2023.
Oh, my pen went over it. Okay, 2023.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we move into resolution number 90-2023, which is... restructuring of our Monmouth telecom phone contract. As liaison into IT, I've been looking at everything, including our phone costs. So what I was able to do is work with Monmouth Telecom to restructure the contract and keep us out of paying for minutes and going towards an unlimited plan. It turns out that for 5 years, we probably shouldn't have been in a minute-based plan. We should have gone for a anytime, all-you-can-eat plan. So basically, we were paying $650 to $700 a month. We're now going to be paying a solid $462 a month, which is a savings of about $200 plus, which is $2,400 a year. And again, it's by moving to an unlimited plan, dropping certain features that are not used or needed, converting to internet fax on our three fax lines. And then also the next steps, I'm going to move on to Verizon and see if I can do anything there. I don't know if I can because that would be our wireless portion. This is local and long distance. So any comments? I mean, we went through this contract, but if you guys have comments or attorney has any comments before we make a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 90, 2023, approving a contract with Monmouth Telecom.
I'll
Right, and it's a two-year contract with a option to renew for another year at the same price.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is unfinished business, and Mike, I'll turn that over to you. It's to retain the appraiser for Block 49, Lot 75. It's a Green Acres project.
Correct. So several months ago, the Township Committee approved sending to Green Acres a pre-appraisal authorization form after significant delays, just because the Green Acres DEP gets backed up on things. They finally got back to us, no changes to our proposal. We requested three proposals, as you see. Webb Appraisal is the lowest responsible price. All three came off of the Green Acres approved appraisal list, so the appraisal fee would be $1,700 to have this property appraised. Is there any discussion, comments? I would make a motion to approve Webb Appraisal for $1,700 for the appraisal of Block 49, Lot 75.
It's pursuant to their proposal dated July 10th, 2023.
Correct.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is...
Mayor, you could sign. I'm sorry, it's a signed proposal on behalf of the township.
Oh, should I put that in as the... I need to get authorization?
No, I mean, they approved it. You can just... You can sign it.
Afterwards?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just put a note here so I don't forget. All right. Next up is new business, electric work for fire station number 2, and I'm going to turn that over to Tom. You
okay.
Want to talk about it?
Yep. During the budget period, when we review our budget every year, we like to sit down with some of the different agencies or different departments and discuss some of their needs. And one of the needs we found out at Station 2 right behind me here is that the electrical panel and service needed to be updated. And there was a discussion about trying to do it in-house, and we decided since it's electrical, we would prefer to have three quotes by electricians that are companies and then deal with the permit processing as need be. So we have three quotes in front of us that the fire company has gone out and received, and they range from $7,000, $7,500, and $56. There's another one for $6,754, and the lowest bid was one for $5,449. All the work is the same from the different bids here that we're looking at, and it would be my recommendation that we use Hope Electric, LLC, to do this particular project for the fire company. So if there's any questions or concerns.
Is that a motion?
I'm waiting for a motion.
I think you answered my question, but just in case, they are apples to apples.
Apples to apples.
One didn't have fees,
nope.
Include permits.
They're very well.
Good.
You know,
where does that money come out of?
I was just going to suggest that we take it out of the ARP grant, the ARP funding. It would be considered capital. And we're
out of the
America
Recovery
Plan.
ARP,
so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll put it to the ARP grant.
I'll second your motion.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Can you do me a favor? Next meeting, we'll memorialize it since the proposal, some of them are over $6,600. We'll just memorialize that.
Memorialize via resolution?
Yep.
Put a little star there next to that. A little follow-up. All right. Next up is the presentation of the vouchers. And Brian is going to read out. Last meeting, he was not here, and we inadvertently forgot to read out his two vouchers that were over
$1,000. So this would be from the July 5th meeting that I conveniently was told I was not here. Inside joke. Acres Performance and Repair, Parts and Labor, $4,285.91. General Foundries, inlets, catch basin stuff, $4,500 even. Gold Type Business Machines, $2,936.40. And Tilcon New York Inc., $1,788.88.
So there are more than two.
Yeah.
None that apply.
I have a couple here. The first one I have is for reimbursement to Bev Kohler for purchases for the volunteer picnic. The amount was $1,695.25. The other one I have is for New Jersey Health Benefit Plan for active and retirement benefits for a total of $55,494.69. And the last one I have is for Roselli Grigel Lazier Lazaro for the June services, legal services, $2,500.
Back to me.
Abe.
I have to do two.
You're all done?
Okay. Oh, okay, go ahead. Okay.
Okay, these are July 19th. Patriotic Office Cleaning, blanket PO for $1,405. RPI Contracting LLC, $2,145.82. Vulcan Construction Materials, $1,474.54. Warren Asphalt, $2,627.75. Griffith Allied Trucking Gasoline, $1,004.21. Griffith Allied Trucking Diesel Fuel, $3,078.95. Griffith Allied Trucking Gasoline again, $2,156.59. Bill Hodge Electrical, the amount of $1,309.23.
I have one for the Lebanon Township Board of Ed, $1,142,288.
I have none that apply. And Brian and I have to abstain from two POs. So the total bill list for the period ending July 19th, 2023 is $1,225,116.18. So,
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
And then you guys want to just abstain?
What I'm going to do is not abstain from the whole thing. I'm going to abstain from my PO, and he's going to abstain from his PO. I'll read out the PO numbers.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So,
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to abstain from this. You're going to.
Okay. Well, yes. But I'm going to abstain from PO 23000679, which was for the reimbursement of the June 10th volunteer appreciation event expense of $1,695.25.
And I'm abstaining from the PO number 23000680, and that's for reimbursement for the music.
Yes, $300.
$300.
Okay, roll call. So that's it. That was it.
Okay.
All right. Next up is correspondence. One is from the Friends of Memorial Park Fall Fest. This is from Joanne Letters. Please be advised that the Friends of Memorial Park will be hosting our annual Fall Fest affair on Saturday, September 23rd from 1 to 6 p.m. Looking forward to it. Phenomenal time. Next is the museum report, if you want
to.
Okay, and then also I'm just going to add that everybody sees all of the equipment out in the park. We're going to have a great time. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate. So please come out Thursday through Sunday to the Firefighters Festival. Okay, next up is we need a motion to open up to public comment for anything anybody wants to talk about.
Make a motion to open up to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none,
I'll make a motion to close.
Can we get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we're going to be going into executive session, resolution number 91-2023. It's litigation, personnel, and contract negotiations. Action may be taken. Not sure. Can I get a motion? To go in, resolution 91-2023, going into executive session.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
That was quick.
Yeah. That was.
Boy,
I don't know.
I think so.
Very close. Very close.
Yeah.
You done with these?
Let's keep it up.
You had to breathe.
Keep it up.
I don't know. I think we're a little bit behind from all that stuff.
And that was the reorg meeting. Remember, Zipper, you couldn't believe it.